This is program number LW2165. Well, now, if you're in high school or maybe in junior high and you have a pair of problem parents, maybe this message will be of special interest to you today. Hi, this is Larry West. It's some tips on how to raise your parents, okay? 6 tips. Listen closely. Number 1, don't be afraid to speak their language. You know, try to use some strange sounding phrases like, "I'll help you with the dishes." That'll blow their minds. They might at first wonder what you've been up to, but what really matters is you'll know, okay? And then 2, try to understand their music. I mean, you can even try to play some of Elvis's stuff on the tape deck, you know, until you're accustomed to the sound of it. That'll make them think that you really care. Now, 3, be patient with the underachiever. Like when you catch your dieting mom sneaking salted peanuts, don't show your disapproval. Just tell her you love fat moms. 4, encourage your parents to talk about their problems. Now, try to keep in mind that to them, things like trying to earn a living and paying off the mortgages and stuff like that seem important. 5, be tolerant of their appearances. Like when your dad gets a haircut, don't feel personally humiliated. Remember, it's important for him to look like his peers. And 6, most important of all, if it is wrong you consider them doing, that's something you consider them doing. Let them know that it's their behavior you dislike, and not them personally. Remember, parents need to feel they're loved, too. Okay? Hey, I care how you get along with your parents. Frankly, I think the world's got only 2 kinds of people. There are the takers and the givers. And to get along with your parents, you've got to give more, really, than you take. It actually happened, so says the Associated Press. It seems that in Georgia, a deputy sheriff was approached by a man who was asking for some official advice. The man was complaining, "I want to find out who owns the house I live in." So the officer asked, "Who do you pay your rent to?" Well, the man said, "Actually, I ain't paid none yet." And the officer asked him, "How long have you been living there?" "Well, let's see now. It's going on 9 years now." So the deputy asked him, "Then what's your trouble?" And the man said, "Well, the roof's started to leak now, and if the landlord don't fix it quick, I'm going to move." Yeah, there are 2 kinds of people. There are the takers, and then there are the givers. Now, the takers may eat a lot better, but I think the givers sleep a lot better. The key to getting along is being willing to give in a little. And I'm convinced that if you're going to rear your parents successfully, you're going to have to give a whole lot more than you take. And you know, that's really what makes Jesus Christ so exciting. He gave a whole lot more than he took. You know, Aristotle Onassis, the fellow who married Jackie Kennedy years ago, the one who owned his own Greek island and shipping company, and you name it, I heard he left his daughter $1 billion. Jacqueline came out only with about $10 million. But Onassis is remembered for something. He is remembered for what he took, not for what he gave. There are lots we remember like that. Howard Hughes, Al Capone, of course, Hitler and Stalin and Mussolini. Maybe you even know a few around school. There was a fellow born in London in the 18th century who was a popular sculptor who, although he was incredibly rich, lived the life of a pauper. Now get this, he was in the 1800s. His name was Joseph Nollekens. He was so tight that at home at night he would sit in the dark rather than light one of those expensive candles. Or, of course, if guests came, he would light a small candle, but would quickly put it out when they left. When he ate out, he would stuff his pockets with pepper and salt, too stingy to buy them for himself. He died way back in 1823 with a fortune, get this, back then, of almost $1 million. And what people remembered him for was for what he got for himself, never for what he gave. If you're going to get along with people, if it be someone at school, with your parents, anybody, you've got to learn to give a whole lot more than you take. Give them a chance. I'm talking about your parents. Give them a chance. Give them a wink. Give them a tear when they need it. Give them a pat on the back when they deserve it. Give them your time, your interest. Give them yourself. I think you'll be surprised how quickly they grow up. I really care about how you get along with your parents. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I tell you that I care all the time. I really do. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free, right before I can carry this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.